coming up on All Access.
Start fast and finish. Play it simple, all right? Let's get a win on three. One, two, three. Bang!
You got to show up.
Brady fires the Woodhead wide open at the 10 on his feet at the 5 and in. Touchdown.
Danny in high school had the ability to play tight end, had the ability to play quarterback. He played defensive end for us. But there wasn't a position on the field where he really couldn't help us out.
I think we just need to control and concentrate on the things that are in our control and focus on the Dolphins, and whatever else happens, happens.
And the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Will I be sad? Yes. Will I be happy and satisfied? You better believe it. It was just a wonderful run, and I couldn't have asked for anything better.
Short on style points, but a win nonetheless. With a week to go, the Patriots are still in the running for a first-round bye. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. The Miami Dolphins visit Foxborough for the regular season finale. We'll break down the playoff situation as it relates to the Patriots. But first, let's look back at the sights and sounds from the hard-fought win over Jacksonville.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Fired up!
There they go!
Woo! Let's get a win on three! One, two, three, bang!
Got my boy Rose in the thing. Got my dog, Tyson, man.
Let him know it's going to be a long
day.
Hey!
Penny awaiting the shotgun snap. He's got it. Steps back to throw. Looks. Fires over the middle. Touchdown. That was too easy.
Hey, you got to play better inside. The whole running game is inside, okay?
Snap to Brady. Looking right. Looking left. Still looking. Shooting it down the left sideline where it is going to be intercepted. Snap ball down, kick up by Scobie, and the kick is good.
This is huge. We can get him stopped in here. Hopefully we'll get decent field position.
Hopes are high for Jackson. 30-14, the blitz was on. That was almost intercepted, a deflection.
Look at that, that's huge. It stops the clock, one, backs him up 10, two. All right, let's go. We got to get going here.
Shotgun snap to Brady, fires the Woodhead wide open at the 10 on his feet at the 5 and in. Touchdown.
Hey, let's go. All right, we're good. All right, let's get this thing going.
Nice job. Way to go. Way to go. So way to go. Keep going, all right? Keep going.
Nice job, guys. Keep it going now. Nice job. Keep it going.
Brady back to throw, fires to the right, it is caught there and into the end zone for a touchdown.
Inside passing game. Okay, make him throw the ball outside the numbers and deep.
He's back to throw, he's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. And he's back to throw, hit as he gets rid of the football, intercepted by the Patriots. This was far more difficult than it should have been.
All right, fellas, look, we got to be better than where we're. Okay, so enjoy the holidays with your family and friends and loved ones here in the next couple days. Okay, let's get back to work on Wednesday. We got to push through it hard now against Miami, and then whatever we got after that. Okay?
Let's go, fellas. We know we got to be better than what we were today, and we will be. All right? Let's get back to work on Wednesday. Here we go. Pats on three. One, two, three.
Pats!
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Bill Belichick joins us. And, Bill, how do you view the win over the Jaguars? Obviously, some very good things. Showed a lot of mental toughness after falling behind early. At the same time, probably not the start you would have liked to have had in that game.
Yeah, definitely not the way we wanted to start the game. We put ourselves in the hole there, 10-0, 13-3. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to have a little swing there at the end of the half in the start of the third quarter to, you know, get back on top. But, yeah, there were some things that we did well. We finished the game well on defense and scored our scoring opportunities, things like that. And then there are other things that we can and need to do better. So, good to win, but certainly a lot of room for improvement.
You mentioned finishing the game strong on defense. How encouraging was that specifically? You know, they're right there at the doorstep, at the goal line, and you're able to keep them out of the end zone.
All right. Well, similar to the second Buffalo game, you know, the same kind of thing. And then, you know, we had it offensively in the Miami game, the first Miami game, where we had the drive on offense to kind of put the game away. So, you know, we've had some of those opportunities, and we've made some of them. So, it was good, though, in the Jacksonville game. Our defense, stepped up. We had a couple of big stops there in the red area at the end of the game. And so that was, of course, that was good.
You always talk about starting fast, and we saw you start so fast against the Texans the last couple weeks. 49ers, Jaguars didn't have the fast start, as you mentioned. How concerning is that, and sort of what's the message to the team in terms of if you start like that going forward, the margin for error is that much thinner?
Yeah, well, we don't want to put ourselves in a hole to start the game, so we've got to do a better job of that. Coaches, players, we've got to come up with a better way to perform better earlier in the game, all of this.
So tight end Rob Gronkowski has been back at practice a little bit more. In his absence, you've had some good production from the other tight ends. What are some of your thoughts on what Hooman has done? And I noticed you call him Hooman because I've had trouble with that pronunciation as well.
There's a lot of syllables in there. well, I think that, you know, Mike and Dan Fowles both got an opportunity to play more in recent weeks, and I think they've both done some good things. Not perfect, but they've stepped in there and been able to give us a good level of production and performance at that position. So we'll still keep working on it.
Coach, thank you very much. Coach will be back with us later in the show to talk about the Dolphins. More All Access after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Danny Aiken's path to the NFL.
What an outstanding young man Danny was. And he is.
Hand off to Vereen to the left. Into the end zone, standing up, touchdown.
The overlying story of our game last Sunday is that we could play better, and I think we will.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
The matchups for the final week of the regular season that affect the Patriots. Houston travels to Indianapolis, and Baltimore visits Cincinnati at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Patriots host the Dolphins, and Denver is at home against Kansas City at 4:25. New England can wind up in any one of the top four seeds in the AFC, and here's how. They can earn the number one seed with a win over the Dolphins, and both Houston and Denver lose. They can earn a number two seed with a win, and either Houston or Denver lose. They can earn the third seed with a win in Houston and a Denver win. Finally, they can be the fourth seed if they lose and the Ravens win. Got it? There'll be a quiz later on. As for the Patriots, Dan Rhodes tells us they can't worry about any of this.
Back to throw. Fires a rainbow into the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone.
After escaping Jacksonville with a narrow victory, the Patriots had a few days off to enjoy the Christmas holidays. That time off also gave them a chance to reflect on a game that left some of the veterans frustrated and angry about how they played against the Jaguars.
I think we put a lot out on the field. We put a lot into the preparation throughout the course of the week. And, you know, you love for it to go well. And sometimes it doesn't always go very well.
And with only one regular season game left, one would assume that the Pats will be playing with a strong sense of urgency Sunday at Gillette Stadium.
I think you want to be playing well so you have confidence going into the playoffs. There's no question about that.
The Patriots still don't know when or where they'll be playing their first playoff game, as they still have a chance to finish anywhere from first to fourth in the AFC.
I think we're trying to win this game regardless. It's, it could be different if, some other teams win, but that's really out of our control, so.
I probably won't even watch it or pay attention to it. To be honest, I'll just be focused in on, playing Miami.
One big boost for the Patriots will be the return of Rob Gronkowski. Gronk, who's been on the shelf with a broken forearm, is excited to be back, whether that's this Sunday or come playoff time.
Oh, it feels good every time you're out there. Your teammates always put it on the line for you, and that's why I want to be out there with my teammates, to put it on the line for them. So it's always great to be back there, back out there with my teammates. It's always a great feeling to be working with them.
The Pats' opponent this week is a familiar one, the Dolphins, a team they just beat 23-16 back on December 2nd in Miami.
It is pretty fresh in our mind of how they played us and the things they do well. Certainly they gave us everything we could handle. But they're a good team. I mean, there's nothing easy about this team.
One thing to watch on Sunday, if the Patriots force a turnover, they will have done so in each and every one of the 16 regular season games. The last team to do that, the 2010 Atlanta Falcons. From the CBS scene in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot running back Shane Vereen. And let me start by asking you this. Coming off that game, which you guys won, did it feel like a win? Because it didn't seem like a win in that locker room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. We know we could play better. And I think that was the overlying story of our game last Sunday, is that we could play better, and I think we will.
How do you approach going into the Miami Dolphins game? You guys still have a shot at a first-round bye. Do you do any scoreboard watching at all, knowing that that the Houston Indy game is earlier than you guys?
Right. I think the most important thing for us is that we need to get better this week and work on things for us. Regardless of if we have a bye next week or if we're playing next week, we have a lot of improving to do against the Miami Dolphins.
But will you peak? Is there a chance will you peak?
That's tough to say. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I know that we're going to go out. We're going to try and improve on things that we didn't do so well last week against Jacksonville and get ready for the playoffs regardless of when they start for us.
How is the season going for you? Second year back now, coming in, a lot more familiar with the system. Tight-knit running back?
Oh, yeah. We're very close in the running back group. And whoever goes in the game, we kind of have pride in ourselves to do well for the team regardless of which back is in the game. And, I think the season, we've done things well this year. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of improvement still to do. I mean, we're still a young group. And so I think the sky's the limit for us.
Where do you think you're the most dangerous as far as catching the ball out of the backfield?
Right.
Running out of the backfield?
Right.
What do you like to do?
Me personally, I have a lot of pride in doing all things well. Mm-hmm. So whether they put me out wide, whether they swing me out of the backfield, whether I'm getting the ball in a handoff, I try to do the best I can every time I touch the ball.
Pitchers had trouble running the ball against Miami Dolphins last time out.
Yeah.
Do you go back and look at that film now to find out what you have to do different?
I think so. I think we take some things from the film before, but also I think, we as a team and as an offense need to do things a little differently. We need to execute better. We didn't execute that well, I don't think, last time we played Miami. They were a good defense, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. Miami's a good team, a very, very good team, and they're very capable of winning a lot of games.
All right, Shane. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Happy New Year.
Shane Vereen, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hi, I'm Chandler Jones. To the best fans in the league, happy holidays and have a happy and safe New Year's.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach Belichick rejoins us.
fans will be doing a lot of scoreboard watching on Sunday. Obviously, players and coaches can't really do that. With your game being at 4:25 and maybe the Colts-Texans game, which has an impact on a potential playoff seeding, how do you keep the players focused solely on the Dolphins and that task at hand?
I think that we've all been in the league long enough to know that nobody knows what's going to happen in the National Football League. That's why it's, there's surprises every weekend. So trying to predict games is not, it's not a good business to be in. So I think we just need to control and concentrate on the things that are in our control and focus on the Dolphins and whatever else happens, happens. But we certainly have plenty we need to do on our own end, and we'll just let the other things take care of themselves.
Speaking of the Dolphins, you played them just, December 2nd was the date, so not too long ago. When you look back at the tape of that game, what were a couple things that stand out to you as areas that you guys would need to do better this time around?
I'd say pretty much everything. You know, we were fortunate. We had a few good breaks in the game. Fumbled punt gave us good field position to start, but we got sacked. We gave up pressures. We turned the ball over. Defensively, we was up and down. In the end, we were able to make enough plays at the right time to win, but I think we can do better in all three phases of the game, and that'll be the emphasis this week.
All right, now it's time for our Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from RTM237. And, Bill, the question is, how many times do you run the same play in a game?
That's a good question. I would say that we run the same play in the game more often in the running game offensively than we do the passing game, although there is some element of repeat plays. A lot of times it's the same play, but it might be disguised a little bit different motion or a little bit of a different look, but essentially it's the same play. And defensively, there's probably a little more carryover in terms of the number of repeat calls. But again, we don't know what formation the offense is going to be in, so we could make the same call five times, and it could play a little bit differently each time depending on how they align, or in some cases, if it's something significantly different than what we have, what we expect, we might even have to check the call and go to something else. So defensively, there's more of a repeat call type of philosophy, I think, with every defense, not just ours, but again, they all play differently unless you would happen to get the exact same look out of the offense every time, which is pretty low probability these days.
Sure, good stuff. If you'd like to ask Coach Belichick a question, you have to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #AskBB. Bill, Happy New Year. Good luck against the Dolphins, and we'll see you next year.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Good stuff. More of Patriots All Access after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We celebrate the legendary broadcast careers of Gil Santos and Gino Cappelletti.
It's not a job. It's never been a job. To me, it was a privilege.
Plus, later, Bill Belichick illustrates the dangers of the Dolphins on The Belistrator.
Now, those two guys are two very good edge rushers, not just speed, but also speed to power.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Gerard Mayo. To the best fans in the league, happy holidays and have a happy and safe New Year.
Congratulations to seven Patriots players who were selected for the Pro Bowl. Starters include defensive lineman Vince Wilfork.
Hey, let's finish, man. Let's finish.
Linebacker Gerard Mayo. Tight end Rob Gronkowski.
Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
And guard Logan Mankins. Three Patriots were selected as reserves, including quarterback Tom Brady.
Let's go, we gotta fight. That's what this game's about.
Wide receiver Wes Welker and special teams captain Matthew Slater.
Boom! Down he goes, Matthew Slater.
The Pro Bowl will be played on January 27th at Aloha Stadium in Hawaii.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Their voices have been the soundtrack for the greatest moments in New England Patriots history. Gil Santos will call his final regular season game in his remarkable 35 years of calling Patriots games. Along with his longtime partner, Gino Cappelletti, Gil and Gino have a combined 71 years of excellence with the Patriots organization. Let's take a look back at their remarkable run and celebrate the end of an era with the man who replaced Gino, Scott Zolak.
There we are, 19 seconds to go. It is second and goal at the Oakland one.
Hogan straight back to pass. Sets it up. Rolls to the right. Looking.
This ball is incomplete at the 5-yard line. A penalty marker is down.
We're so lucky in this day and age when people are changing all the time that he and Gino together have just represented, you know, what's great about New England. Tradition, respect, low-key, but excitement.
Both really classy guys. Gil used to always ask the questions that nobody else would ask. And, you know, Gino was just a great guy to be around.
Curtis Martin across the middle at the 25. At the 30, 35. He's in midfield. Curtis at the 45. He's going to go all the way. Curtis Martin.
Any time that you can have a 30-year career anywhere, less on the NFL, which is that much harder. I feel like they should be in the Hall of Fame just for that.
Snap to Brady. Looks, stands, starts to run with it. He is down to the 5, and he's in! Touchdown, Tom Brady!
To hear their voices on the DVD highlights of the Super Bowl games, the great playoff games we've had, the Snow Bowl, Adams' kick, those are etched in my mind.
And the game is over, and the Patriots are Super Bowl champions! Patriots are Super Bowl champions, the best team in the National Football League.
What's the best thing about being there on site? What is it about game day that makes it so special when you're doing the broadcast, Gil?
Well, just the fact that I'm doing it. That was the number one thing going in, and it still is. It's never been a job. To me, it was a privilege to be able to broadcast the games on the radio. I remember I was maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I was listening to the Rose Bowl game on January 1st. I grew up in Fairhaven, and it was snowing that day. And I'm sitting there listening to the radio, and the Rose Bowl game came on, and he came on the air and said it's 82 degrees and beautiful sunshine day here in Pasadena for the Rose Bowl game. And I thought, my God. It's snowing here, and he's sitting watching a football game where it's 80 degrees or 82 and it's sunshine. What a great way to make a living.
And getting paid for it.
Exactly. From that moment on, that's what I wanted to do, was to be a play-by-play man.
As far as our association, I would just have to say that the more we did the games, the more we found that we had this kind of feeling that we knew exactly when and where to stop or let off, and that just continued to mount.
All right, any great partnership, the stability there. The amount of years you've been together, has this been like a second marriage between the two of you?
It's, you know what, it has probably been more amicable than any marriage, because we, in 29 years, plus the Breakers, plus Boston College that we did together, never, ever had a disagreement or even so much as a cross word.
I got to agree. Just when you think about it, you know, we just shook off little things and never had a major problem, and onward and upward.
Your greatest memory as a broadcaster here for the team?
The snow game was just one of the most fabulous games I've ever been involved with.
The beautiful New England snowfall we have here tonight at Foxborough.
The other game is, of course, the first Super Bowl.
48-yard field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap, ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way.
When Adam Vinatieri kicked that field goal and Gil is going, it's good, it's good, it's good.
It is good! It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal.
Playoffs are right around the corner. Once those playoffs start, it's one and done. What's going through your head at this time?
A lot of different emotions. It's just time for me. And Geno felt it was time for him to walk away prior to this season, and I feel it's time for me to walk away at the end of this season. Will I be sad? Yes. Will I be happy and satisfied? You better believe it. It was just a wonderful run, and I couldn't have asked for anything better.
I think the first time we saw him play was as a ninth grader on our ninth grade team. He was nowhere close to the big, tall individual he is now. He was a small young man. He started off for us as a center, but remarkably moved away from the ball as he got older and older. Looking at long snappers, you forget how terrific of an athlete they actually are. Danny in high school had the ability to play tight end, had the ability to play quarterback. He played defensive end for us. But there wasn't a position on the field where he really couldn't help us out. We had a gentleman on staff, Walt Derry, who was a long snapper at Virginia, who had been working with Danny as a long snapper. And he came to us one day and he said, "You know, fellas, if Danny sticks with this, he can make a living doing this." And obviously he's been proven correct. Anytime as a coach, you want to try to positively impact your players as best you can. You have to push them. You want to instill some work ethic, which for most of them, especially Danny, it was already there. You just wanted to help guide it, inform it, and wish the best for them.
Aiken to snap it.
What an outstanding young man Danny was, and is. Just a terrific hard worker. I think, honestly, a single play comes back into my mind from his senior year. Down late in the ball game, we made a change with how we were attacking them. We were able to put us down by a point. We huddled up, got in the huddle, and I remember saying, "All right, boys, y'all got us here. What are we going to do?" And there was no doubt. Danny said, "Let's win this thing." Went for two. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out for us in such a good way. We came up just short. But I think of that that courage, that winning attitude, that's what I think of when I think of Danny Aiken.
That was Danny Aiken's path to the NFL.
All right, I can't believe it. It's our final turf segment of the regular season. It's going to make me cry.
No, it
isn't. Here we are, week 17. It's the Miami Dolphins. One thing that stood out early in the Miami game down in Miami, edge pass rushers. Let's start with Cameron Wake. Get him in a big wide nine technique. Now, we say wide nine technique. If I'm Vollmer and I'm in a two-point stance like this, he's angled. He's already point coming into backfield. Where they had problems was when he came upfield, he got engaged. He had the ability to get past Vollmer, but then get back downfield towards where the quarterback is.
So a quicker look. Quick look.
So what do you do if you're a tackle? I think it's set back further, ride him here, and then push. Also, once he starts doing this, you're going to start spinning back inside, and you better have great communication with the guard on the right, whether that's Conley, whether it's somebody else, or whether it's Danny Woodhead coming up and helping.
Well, you know, he's a big, strong, physical guy. The one thing that the advantage that the tackles will have is that they'll be able to hear the snap count, so you'll be able to cheat it a little bit. So when
right.
he does come
up, because in Miami, they're doing this, they're watching
yeah,
the ball.
You can look right at it. Doesn't matter if he knows that they're blocking each other. You just have to take the right steps. If he comes up, stick him. If he goes up too far, push him up there. If he tries to wind down, just keep moving your feet, and it's an easy block. Tom gets rid of the ball quickly, especially at home. Easier setup, snap count helped them.
And I think it's good communication, as you said. Snap count, know your protections, whatever back's in there, help protect. Make sure you know where number 91 is.
Pound it. Later!
I'm Jackie Britton, and it's time now for our opponent news. The Miami Dolphins will close out the regular season when they travel to Foxborough to take on the Patriots. It was just 4 weeks ago that the Patriots defeated the Dolphins in a close game down in Miami. The Dolphins would like nothing more than to finish their year with a win.
There's definitely still a lot here at stake, and there's definitely still a lot we have to prove. And this is a team that we're going to see twice a year every year. And so I think, you know, if we're able to pull this win off, it's definitely going to, I think, speak volumes and maybe even carry over to the next season.
For all the latest up-to-the-minute Patriots news, be sure to check out Brian Lowe and myself every day on Patriots Today. Scott Zolak returns with Coach Belichick to preview the Dolphins on The Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for The Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Miami, they bring the heat, Coach. A little bit of pressure here. What are we looking at?
Well, two of their best guys. This is, of course, Cameron Wake over here on the defensive left side and Cole Macy on the right side. You know, Cole Macy does a nice job here of power rushing the tackle from San Francisco, Staley. He actually runs him back into the quarterback, Kaepernick. And then here comes Wake off the defensive left side, and he knocks the ball off him. You know, those two guys are two very good edge rushers, not just speed, but also speed to power, and can really collapse the pocket and cause havoc for the passing game.
There's a lot of that going on this year. It seems like guys have had the ability to get back downhill to get at the quarterback.
Yeah, absolutely. Reggie Bush, you know, is still going strong. He's had a real good year for him, and I think this is a kind of a classic Reggie Bush play. They're running off tackle here, pulling the guard, double teaming, putting the fullback in there, and Reggie, you know, hits in there and then sees that space to the outside. He's able to skip out there, get into the secondary. Jacksonville safety here. Landry's got a shot at him, but, you know, he puts a move on him and, you know, picks up another 30 yards after getting by the safety. So, you know, Bush, he's dangerous on every play. He can take it the length of the field from any spot.
All right. And then here we go. You know, it's got to be Tannehill on the move, right?
Absolutely. And Tannehill has done a good job of scrambling. We saw him run a little bit in our game a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
And here he is kind of looking over the coverage. Doesn't look like there's really... You know, he's got much to throw to here, double coverage inside, and these guys are covered, so he's able to take off. And he's not just running for the first down. He's running for more than that. And this guy's got, you know, former wide receiver, Texas A&M. He's got good speed, good athletic ability, and, you know, he can turn a, you know, drop back pass into a 30-yard scramble. So we've got to do a good job of keeping him in the pocket.
Hard to believe this is number 16, but it's the last one before it really means something in the playoffs. Go get him, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's your Belistrator. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. It's been such a great year here on Totally Patriots. Join us as we recap all of our favorite moments.
Shawshank Redemption!
Plus some unseen footage throughout the season, stuff you've never seen before.
You must have gotten in some trouble, though.
I tried to get in some trouble, but... It's our New Year's special, Saturday morning at 10, Totally Patriots on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And all right, here's the deal. Have the Patriots taken a step backwards after coming off last week's game?
Well, they didn't play very well. And I think that was probably about as down a locker room as I can remember seeing after a win of any kind. You know, what I saw in Jacksonville and just watching the guys. But I think, Steve, you really have to look at this thing. You know, a couple of weeks ago against Houston, you know, the Patriots were, you know, clear favorites, Super Bowl favorites, number one in the league. The power rankings were starting to say New England, New England, New England. And now 2 weeks later, it's, you know, have they taken a step back? I think you just got to continue to go with this in the NFL. This is the way the league is. There are no great teams. There are a lot of good ones. The Patriots are one of the good ones, and I think it changes week
to
week.
So you're saying it's week to week?
Yeah, they didn't play well, but a step back, I'm not willing to say that.
No one saw that result coming. I mean, we thought it was going to be a blowout. This was a two-win team. I think human nature was part of that, Steve. You get two big games, Houston Texans, San Francisco 49ers, primetime games against division leaders. Then how do you get up to go play a two-win team in the Jacksonville Jaguars?
But are you making excuses for him? You're saying, how do you get up? You get up because you're coming off a loss.
Sure, Steve. I don't think I'm making excuses for him, but I think that's just human nature to have trouble. They had to create their own energy. Being down there, Steve, you were there. I mean, the pregame, what did you think? I mean, there was no energy in that stadium.
Right.
That being said, you have to be able to overcome it. It was disappointing, and no one is sugarcoating it. That was not their best effort. But look around the league. The Giants might not make the playoffs. This is a team that everyone in New England would say, if there's one team we don't want to face, it's the Giants. Look around to other teams. You know, the Cowboys had a chance. They couldn't win at home, Steve. I mean, there's others down the line. Pittsburgh at home against the Bengals.
They're done.
So there you go. I think you take it, you move on. We've seen them play better. They will play better. I think you have to keep it in context.
Are we starting to see what this team is like without Gronk? A Gronkless offense.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while now. You go back to the middle of, or the end of November, I think maybe November 18th when the Colts game happened, when he broke the arm, and maybe they were able to overcome it a little bit initially. But, yeah, I do think that he creates a lot of space, and I think Aaron Hernandez, you're starting to see that a little bit. He hasn't been as productive, and I know he's dealing with his own health issues. But, yeah, I think that overall the offense, he does so many different things. He's such a unique player. I don't think there's really another guy like him that can block to his level and create space in the passing game to his level. He's a big play tight end. There aren't a lot of those. And I also think some of the pass protection issues. You know, there's times where he's been able to stay in and help out on the edge. Yeah, I think that you can't understate the importance that he has to the offense.
Not to mention tough to bring down.
Yeah, he's tough to bring down, Steve. I think the thing that stands out to me is basically they're in a three-receiver set or a two-receiver set. When they're in the three-receiver, it's Deion Branch as the third receiver and Aaron Hernandez. I think Branch as a third option, most teams are going to single cover him. And then when they're in the two-receiver, it's Hernandez and Hooman.
We know.
Come on. I got to get that right. But I think they're easier to defend is what I'm trying to say without Gronkowski.
How did the Patriots approach this game against the Miami Dolphins? They have a chance to do a little bit of scoreboard watching, first of all, because Houston is playing the early game against Indy. And if Houston loses, the Patriots have a chance to first round bye if they beat Miami.
And the NFL did them a favor by moving their game to 425, which allowed them the opportunity to see what happens in that Houston game, because I think the Denver one is obviously a much smaller chance at home against Kansas City. But I think there's a legit shot that Houston could go to Indy and lose. There's going to be a lot of Mike talked about energy in a building. There will be no shortage of energy at Lucas Oil Stadium with Chuck Pagano returning to the sidelines. So that's a game I think that could go either way, frankly, and the Patriots have an opportunity to sort of watch that.
Will they watch that?
The players themselves won't be watching the game, but you can bet Patriots personnel will be monitoring the score of that game and dictating, and I do think it will affect. Now, that performance against Jacksonville, to me, all but ensures the fact that the Patriots' frontline guys will start this game and want to play well. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady, after that game, talking about not competing, when was the last time you saw the Patriots accused of not competing? Mm-hmm. They'll compete, at least initially in this Miami game. How long they'll compete for, I think, will depend on the result of that Houston game.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, having this game move to 425 is huge. And, Steve, you know, players are going to know. They're going to watch.
Sure.
I mean, some of them were even telling me that they were looking at the scoreboard to see that Vikings-Houston game during the Jaguars game when they were on the sidelines. So they're aware of what's going on. They have to stay focused, obviously, on the task at hand. But they'll be aware of what happens in the Houston game. And I will say this. If the Colts win, Patriots are playing through. If they don't, I think they'll start, play hard for maybe a half, and then you rest them.
All right. Well, prediction time. Can we go to that? Because
this is a hard one to predict because Mike, I think, has it exactly right. You know, the frontline players could be out of this game in the second half, and then you're sort of trying to forecast what Ryan Mallett and company are going to do. I think the Patriots are going to do enough to win the game. I think they'll play hard.
I'm not going to give you two predictions.
No, I'm not. I'm going with Patriots 27-17, and the reason is I think that they're going to get off to a better start. They've had two horrible starts, and I think Tom Brady wants to get I could see a scenario where that first quarter is very productive for that offense. Uh-huh. They want to get that taste out of their mouths. They haven't played well at the start of the last two games.
Yes, strong start. I'm going to say 30-20 Patriots. It's a tough defense, the Dolphins' defense. They gave them some trouble back on December 2nd, but I like the Patriots, and I think they'll build that momentum. I know we talk about how it doesn't go from week to week, but they'll play better so that people have a better feeling about this team going into the playoffs.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Very inspirational. Gets testy around holiday time. All right, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Happy New Year, everyone. See you later.